be to California, we will go to the Oakland Community Learning Center. This is a school that was started by a political organization in the black community of Oakland. Before you can really appreciate a visit to this school, you'll probably need some background information.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My name is Naomi Banks Marco, and I was a student of the Black Panther Party's school called the Oakland Community School, short abbreviation OCS, which stands for the Oakland Community School. What I want to do is February is the month that we celebrate Black History. So what I want to do is explore a little bit about the school, because the Black Panther Party founded Oakland Community School. And the Black Panther Party was one of the greatest Black Panther, the greatest Black Power movement in the nation. And I'm just a voice in the city here to reflect and represent on behalf of the Black Panther Party's Oakland Community School. This day, I want to give honor to, or we're here to give honor to, the late Dr. Huey P. Newton and his amazing works at the core of his mission. I want to talk about some of those because one of the works, or amazing works, that was very prominent with the Black Panther Party is the school itself. And I also want to talk about Huey, because I knew him personally, and at the same time as a student of the school. So I want to just connect both of those things here with you tonight. What I know about the late Dr. Huey Newton is that he had a love for the people, and he also did a work for the people. And his passion, as I became to know Huey, he was a servant of and for the people. He was able to move us through the Black Panther Party guiding principles, that's the 10-point platform program. And he further united us in solidarity. The message of hope was the slogan, all power to the people. Can y'all say that? All power to the people. That's what I learned, all power to the people. And I learned what it meant. The Black Panther Party was formed in October of 1966. And in order to bring together, it was formed in order to bring together people with a common interest from diverse backgrounds throughout the world. The Black Panthers had a certain style that became one of the greatest political vehicles in the Black Power movement seen throughout America. Thinking on leverage, their attire alone set the stage. It set the tone. And I want to talk about Huey right there. One day, I was over at Huey's home, and I was a young girl. I was waiting for Huey to come, and I kind of dozed off and took a little nap. And when Huey came, I heard him, so I woke up. And Huey had on this attire, had on all black. And he came in, and he just stood like this. And I woke up, and I looked, and I said, Huey? And I said, Huey, is that you? And Huey, he said, he didn't say that. He just moved the other way, moved this way, and he moved that way. And I said, you know what? If I don't ever get to tell you this again, I want you to know, you look good. I said that to Huey. And I said, you know what? You're bad. And he said, oh, yeah? So I said, not only are you bad, and he was with some other brethren, comrades, Panthers, and I said, y'all bad, and they looked at me, and I say, they stood like that, and they say, got to walk in, and I said, Huey, wait a minute, and so Huey stopped back like that, and the other brother said, and they stopped, and they all stopped, and I said, let me get a picture, y'all. Because this is historic here. I said, y'all attire is something about y'all attire that just radiates through the community. Something about the way y'all look And they just the style of their clothes and the tails and the way they walk. I said, this right here is something. And I was very, very young, but I knew just the style in the clothes that Huey had on. I said, this is something here. And then he looked, and they all looked, and he did another pose for me, and then we got the laughing and everything. But I want you to know his attire. The attire is what I want to talk about, express. Because we also, the children, some of us children wore a Panther attire. I wore a Panther attire when I was younger. I had my tam on, I had a black skirt, and I had a white blouse on. Not all the time, but that was something that we wore representing the Black Panther Party and members of the Black Panther Party. Not the children, but the adults that were members. But some of us children our parents were Panthers. So we wore the attire and we felt good. We walked around there, posed, and some of us did a march. I knew the march. And I watched the Panthers, Huey, the Panthers, when they did their marches, they wore their attire. And they let you know, these are Panthers. Because you saw their attire. That was part of their image, their style, the way that they wore their clothes. And that was something that struck me, you know, mostly throughout the Black Panther Party era, is their attire when I was young. And I want to say that looking back through the BPP era, our communities were in bad shape. And Huey and Bobby Seale became the powerful voice in the midst of our oppression. Now, I'm not a rich person, I'm rich in spirit, but the communities were poor back then. And Huey would talk to me, and you know, I didn't feel too good during those times. And I remember Huey would come up to me at the school, and he would talk to me. He asked me, what's wrong? And he would make the time for the children. And he would come and talk to me and say, what's wrong, when he sees something. And you know, I couldn't express all what I was feeling, but he would say, I want you to remember this something. And he said, when you get the chance, he said, I want you to tell the people. So at this time, Huey and I, we were in the auditorium, and I hadn't learned how to play music very well, but he never made me feel inadequate because I didn't know something or didn't know how to do something. But he opened up the opportunity. If I liked to play the piano, he said, well, we'll get someone to teach you to play the piano. But before then, I was on the keyboard, and I knew only three tunes. And I was just playing it. He said, what you got there? I said, I just got this little tune. I don't know this tune. But he said, play it for me. So I began to play it. It's not, there may not mean much to you, but it was something to me. It would go, dun dun dun. Dun dun dun, dun dun dun, dun dun dun. And that was a little key that I played. And he would say, it's all right, don't you worry, in his voice. And I say, he says, say that. It's all right, don't you worry. And I say, it's all right. And he said, don't you worry. Because we were in a time of oppression, poor, and I didn't feel good. But Huey came and comforted me, and he said, it's all right, don't you worry. And we sung that. I got my little rhythm a little bit. And he said, it's all right, a change is going to come. And a change did come. And we got programs and activities in that school, and the community involved, and people began to come together in the community. I believe that was the thing, that it was a concern for what was going on in the community. When different people see what's going on in the community and people come together, have the same common goals that a change needs to happen, something needs to be done, and people are concerned, or people were concerned back then, so they came together. But I just remember him saying, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, his words. And he told me, whenever you get a chance, when you get older, I want you to tell the people, it's gonna be all right. So don't worry, it's gonna be all right. And I'm telling you today, for Huey, because I promised that I would do it. I would tell the people, I said, when I get a chance and when I get older, I'm gonna tell the people, it's gonna be all right. And the change is gonna come. And the way we're looking at the communities back then, it was bad. But it's gone worse today than it was back then. And yet, it's gonna be all right. And a change is gonna come. And what I wanna say is those things, that little moment right there with Huey, just by myself, me and Huey, was very important to me. And it moved me in such a way. And I became more involved with what was going on in the community around. And Huey would talk to me at different times, and he'd ask, what do you think about this? Or get my input regarding the school. And I said, well, yeah, this sounds good. And I remember right around the fundraiser time, the radiothon, Huey and I, we were talking about doing some things for the school, expanding it. And I said, we needed to get, the money. And I said, he's like, we're going to fundraise and do a radiothon. And, he got my input on it. And I said, well, let's get some people, to bring some music and some dance and different things like that. And I just put my ideas down, and it got implemented. And then we had groups such as the Lumpkin, and we had visits from Rosa Parks and a lot of other well-known people came and supported the school. And if you look somewhere, I believe out where they have the pictures, there's some pictures of me. Where the Oakland Community School became, we had state recognition for being one of the best schools, best programs. We were a model school for the community because the school addressed the needs of the children in the community, something that at that time the public schools were not doing. So, those little things and my little talks with Huey made a difference in my life. And the survival programs were the anchor. I believe that if some of you probably heard of some of the survival programs, those were the anchors of the community school, where we had a food program, we made shoes. I remember going to the place where they were making shoes on Jackson Street downtown, or storing the shoes for the community. How did we do it? People came together, people cared, people were concerned, and everybody helped to make a difference. Everybody helped to make a difference. We had a leader, we had someone to direct us and guide us, and even us children, we got involved. And it made a difference to the young people today to let them be involved in what's going on around them and let them feel that they are just as important to the process of change and making their community a little better. So I want to go ahead and get ready to close out, but I just wanted to say that the more the people begin to talk and take action, the more change happened. And it became the Black Panther Party's move, the Black Power movement from the Black Panther Party became, got nationwide attention. And our government you know, it went all the way up to the government, is what I'm trying to say. They didn't want to acknowledge the Black Panther Party, but they had to. We got that much attention and recognition. And today, you know, I see that there's been a huge interest in the Black Panther Party organization because people are now awakened by the message of yesterday's hope. And what was that hope? The hope was in the slogan, "All power to the people." And that very message, it stands clear today to bring power to the people of today. And that is the key. The Black Panther Party organization designed programs to address community concerns back then that were just as effective for today's community needs, issues. And the most rewarding for me, being a student of the Oakland Community School, was to meet and greet and welcome people. I remember Huey, he said to me, "Naomi," he says, "I want you to be part of the welcome crew." And I said, "Okay." I said, "What I gotta do?" He says, "I want you to make everyone feel welcome." And I said, "I can do that." I felt, he gave me a part in the organization. He gave me what I can do. He said, "I want you to welcome people." So I made myself welcome when the school opened up to the public. I made everyone feel welcome, all the children. And even after I graduated from the school, I came back because I felt that we did great work, and I came back to work in the school, and I worked with the children that were younger than me. I cooked, I watched the children that were younger than me, and I stayed with the school until it closed. The school's success to me was a place, the school was successful because it was the place to be. And if you was at the school, you was at the spot. This was the location. This was where it was happening at. We had parties. We was bake selling. We had music. I mean, this was the place. We had the education system lined up. We had activities, programs, martial arts, plenty of things. So I just wanted to say also that what influenced me the most was our unique interactions amongst each other as students, supporting each other. Each one, teach one was the slogan, the community support. And we learned about our history and who we were. So the Oakland Community School, I'm going to close, was special. It was a good school that was led by wonderful people who were active in the community. And they had well-planned programs, curriculum that met the needs of the children. The community was vibrant and connected up with the Black Panther Party's vision and guiding principles. Thank you, and all power to the people.